Hi, this is Lori Rubenstein, your love advice coach. I am so thrilled that you made it here because that means you're really taking the creation of a special partnership in your life seriously. This CD is called From Conflict to Compassionate Communication, Understanding Why Men and Women Don't Speak the Same Language. So we know that it is essential to really learn how to communicate well if you want to create that really great, conscious, spiritual relationship that we've been talking about in the last few CDs. In fact, a really great idea for you would be to sit with your current or your future partner, listen to this recording, and discuss it. Really see if the both of you can get on the same page when it comes to communication issues and really understanding why men and women are so different. I think you're going to get a lot of insight from this CD. Let me know how it works. I'm looking forward to hearing your success stories.
This is a piece of a workshop that I do for men, and I realize that, you know, men and women can both learn from this information. I want to say that a lot of this information comes from John Gray, from Tony Robbins, from the PAX Institute, which is a wonderful organization, and you can find them online at understandmen.com. They teach women how to understand themselves, how to understand men, understand the differences between men and women, and thereby making it easier to have a relationship with each other. The theory is once you understand why we do the things we do, you can sort of forgive the other person easier and have a better relationship. So we start out understanding this by thinking about caveman days. And caveman days tells us about our DNA and our instinct, and that is how our DNA runs us and why we do the things that we do. So if you go back to caveman days, you remember men are the hunters and women are the gatherers. So for men to be hunters, they have to be very, very focused on their goal and on their outcome. And their outcome was to get the meat for us women so that we can all survive as a species. But of course, somebody had to gather the berries and the vegetables and the fruit from the trees and watch the children. So the women are doing basically 20 things at once, and that's why women have what's called diffuse awareness. You know, they're able to see what is going on in 20 different places at once. The way we look at it today, the perfect example I have is a shopping mall example. So when men have something that they want to buy from the store, they know the store that they want to get it from, they go to the store, they buy the item, they pay for it, they walk out. That is it. That is not what women do. Women will know that they want something. They'll start hunting for the best deals on that item. They'll go from store to store looking for that item. But as they're looking for that item, they'll find 20, 30, 40, 50 other items that they have to look at. They touch, they examine, they're looking at prices, they're looking at size, they're looking at colors, they're looking at textures. They're seeing all these other things. Sometimes they'll forget what they even went in to look for in the first place, and other times they'll come out with 20 different items, none of which was the thing that they originally went in there for. There's no right or wrong to either of these scenarios. It's just what we were built for. It's how our DNA set us up. And so for men, when you get frustrated with women taking so long and not getting what they're supposed to get, they get detracted, let's say, from their original mission, maybe you can be less frustrated with them because you understand that this is really their DNA. It's like their environment. Everything is talking to them at once. So why is this important? Well, it's important to have patience, obviously, with the other gender. But it's also important, I think, to know that both genders can also have some of the other gender's qualities. You know, this is more along the lines of masculine-feminine traits. been set in stone in terms of male-female traits. So women can focus. Women can go into man mode, and they can single focus like they do when they go to work. What happens is men will have certain expectations of women in the workplace, and women will meet those expectations. But what's happened to society is that then women come home, and men want them to go back to their soft feminine selves, but they're still in work mode. So one of the things that I recommend couples do is try to figure out, well, what can women do to transition from work mode to home mode? How do we get back to the feminine woman side of us? And men, likewise, you know, you're out there working hard all day long and you come home and women want you to be home with them. Especially women who have been stay-at-home moms. It's very difficult to have you come through the door and not be excited to see her and pay attention to her and let her talk to you about her whole day. So you need to also talk as a couple, how are you going to transition when you get home? How much time do you need? What do you need to do to get out of the work mode and get focused again to the home mode? One of the things that happens is when women are too much or too frequently, I guess I should say, in male mode, they get very stressed out. And the adrenal glands are called upon at that point in both men and women when they get really stressed out. The problem is adrenals are way weaker in women, and that leads to more health problems for women these days. In fact, you probably have noticed that it's harder for women to get pregnant than it used to be. This is something that I see among my friends, and if you're in your 20s and 30s, you're probably noticing it among your friends, that couples have to try longer to get pregnant. More people are having problems, and that's because when the adrenals are sending signals to the body that they're stressed out, it's the same as the fight or flight reflex, basically. And if that fight or flight hormone is going off in your body, it's telling your body, women, that it's not a good time to reproduce. So don't reproduce at that time. Because, of course, our DNA is the same. It can't distinguish that, oh, I'm just stressed out because I have a lot of clients at work. No, it's thinking, I'm stressed out because I'm in a dangerous environment, the winter's too cold, I might not have enough to eat, those kinds of things. Another thing that happens with this diffuse awareness is that women can't actually relax until their space or their environment is in order. And this is one of the biggest complaints that I hear from women about men, is that they really want them to help out at home. And one of the biggest complaints I get from men about women, of course, is that they're never happy, they're never satisfied with what you do, and that women don't want sex as often as men do. Well, imagine this scenario. This is something actually that went around the internet a few months back. So the woman is tired. They're watching TV. The woman's tired, and she says she's going to bed. The man stays, and he watches TV. On the way to the bedroom, she sees that the dishes are not done. So she starts cleaning the dishes, and then she notices the counter isn't clean. So she cleans off the counter in the kitchen. There's a light on in the laundry room, and she goes in there to shut it off, but she notices that the clothes are not folded, so she decides that she better fold them and put them away, or else they'll never get done. Then she goes to check in on the kids, and she notices that there's a bunch of toys on the floor, so she cleans them up, and she covers the children and kisses them goodnight. Then she goes into her bathroom, she brushes her teeth, she puts on her lotion, she starts cleaning up in there a little bit, and she gets her nightgown on and she goes to bed, exhausted and dragging because it's already 45 minutes after she knew she was really, really tired and wanted to go to sleep. So she goes into the bedroom, and there is her husband sitting up in bed giving her that look because 10 seconds ago he decided he's tired and he's ready for bed and maybe he can get some sex before going to sleep. And she's thinking, oh, no. Does that sound like a familiar scenario? I bet it does. I bet it sounds pretty familiar to a lot of you out there. So what's the problem here? The problem is that women are doing jobs during the day, you know, jobs outside of the house, and they're doing the children, and they're doing the housework, And there are many, 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 many men who are helping out at home also, but it may not be to the same extent. And this is another DNA kind of issue. When women have needs, like they are tired, they put off their needs at the last possible minute. Women, you'll recognize this. Even when you're at work and you have to go to the bathroom, you'll actually hold it in and wait to the very last minute to go to the bathroom. When a man has to do that, he just goes. When a man is tired, he goes to sleep. When a man is hungry, he eats. So when women do things, they're noticing other things in their environment, and then it gets them off track. So I just gave you an example of how hard it is for a woman to just be ready for sex at any moment because her environment is speaking to her so loudly. She needs to take care of everything before she can actually concentrate on sex. So one of the best ways for men to help women out is to make sure that they get their needs met. And how do they get their needs met? Well, we know that women need consistent sleep through the night. That's one of the ways. How much sleep depends on each woman, but you might want to have that conversation with the woman in your life and make sure that she's getting enough sleep. Also, another thing that women will do is they'll make sure that everyone else is fed before them in the family. Well, if a woman who you know gets pretty grouchy when she doesn't eat, which a number of us do, make sure she eats on a regular basis. You can be very helpful that way by offering to fix something for her to eat. Another thing you can do is make sure that things are tidied up around the house so that she doesn't have to be thinking about it and concentrating on it. John Gray talks about this as foreplay. He says foreplay goes on all the time. And I have to say that I can absolutely confirm that with the couples that I've worked with. Women don't want to have sex with men if they don't feel loved. And one of the ways women feel loved is by feeling it on a regular basis. So, for example, men will touch women, maybe giving them a back rub or rubbing their feet when they want to have sex. Well, if you do that on a regular basis all through the day, so let's say she's standing at the stove cooking something, you go up and you start rubbing her neck, she's going to feel loved. And she's going to remember that. You know, you get little gold stars every time you do things for just loving her, not necessarily at that time when you know that it is she wants to have sex. Specifically around that issue, one of the things you can do is not ask for sex right before she's actually going to sleep. You can let her know maybe in the morning before you leave for work or sometime during the day, call her up and tell her some wonderful things you want to do with her that night and keep her in the mode of anticipation, you know, like really looking forward to something. And then she's planning on it. She's thinking about it. She's sort of ruminating on it. She's fantasizing about it. And she's going to be so ready at the time when you've set for both of you to be together intimately. Again, something that's connected to this issue is the issue of women wanting to talk all the time. In the couples work I do, and I can even see it in my own relationship, when I say, I have something I need to talk to you about, or I really need to talk, or when other women say that, the first thing men do is they do this eye-rolling thing. And I know it's that whole like, oh no, here we go. Men seem to just really resist women's need to talk. But I want to give you a little bit of background on why it is that women need to talk. And women, you can explain this to men in your life. And hopefully it'll help men become a little bit more patient with women and understand why it is they need to talk. Remember I was saying that their environment talks to them? Well, it sort of wears them out. It's overwhelming. And women really have a need to just dump because they're taking in all the stuff all day long. They need to just dump it and be done with it. And if they can get it out of their systems by dumping it, and of course they want to dump it, they want to share it with the person that they love, then they can move on. They can move forward. And women really like the whole story. And why do women need to know the whole story? Well, it goes back to the caveman days. They're gatherers. They're looking for the berries. You have to tell all these little details to explain to somebody else where to find those particular berries that you were looking for. Men, their preference generally, and remember, these are generalizations, so please don't take these personally. The men would prefer to bottom line things. So women will say something like, "How was your day?" And a guy will say, "Fine." And it was fine, and he really has nothing else to say about it. But women think you're sort of hiding something from them, you know, or that you don't love them, you don't want to talk to them, because you're not giving them the details of your day. And when you share details with her, she feels more intimate, because that's her gatherer mentality. And if she's feeling more intimate, what's going to happen? She's going to want to have sex more frequently. When men do tell stories, you know, there are men that like to go into detail in stories, but usually they do it more in a way of reliving the story. So you know how men love the replays, like on football games? It's like they get to relive the story all over again, the game, the sporting event. I want to switch over a little bit and talk about criticism, why women complain to men constantly. The reason for this is that women are externally motivated and men are internally motivated. And when women are externally motivated, what that means is that they're actually motivated from something outside themselves. So men, you'll totally understand this when I say almost every single woman complains about her body in some way. She's not happy with her body, even though you're absolutely thrilled with it. She's not happy with it. Why? Because she's comparing herself to other women. She's comparing herself to women in magazines or on TV that have had hours of preparation by professional makeup people, professional hair people. They've had professional photographers. They've had touch-up on their pictures. They've had liposuction. They've had surgery. All those things. And that's who women are comparing themselves to. So they get very disappointed. Men do things internally. When they're criticized, for example, for them to take it seriously, it has to be from somebody that they respect. And if they do respect that person, then they sort of ask that question. And the question is it true? You know, do I agree with them? Do I believe this? And if they don't agree with it, they basically ignore it. But women are always complaining to men because they think that you men are going to change from the criticism. But the truth is, and women need to know this, you really need to listen up, is that men change more when they feel good about a situation, when they are really successful in making you happy. It's sort of like, you know, when they talk about with children, positive and negative reinforcement. So men, you can explain to the women in your life that you respond better to positive reinforcement. Tell them, explain to them that instead of giving you sort of the litany of what you do wrong, that they would be better off if they told you how to make them happy. Explain to them that they can say thank you, they can tell you that they appreciate what you do, and that when they do those things, you'll do it for them more often. An example of that would be if you take out the garbage and she says, "Oh my God, thank you so much, thank you so much, I really appreciate it, it makes me happy." You're going to feel better about that than if she says, "What is wrong with you? You never do anything around here. Look, the garbage is overflowing. Why can't you take out the garbage?" And then you just sort of shut off. It's really interesting because it really is a source of frustration for women because that is what they do. You know, they know how to complain about things. They know how to talk about problems in that way. So I want to go over a list of differences between men and women. So one of the things that happens with women is women get overwhelmed and men would get frustrated. You know how women will tell men they'll want to talk to them and complain about something from their day and they'll be totally overwhelmed. And what will a man do? Well, he'll want to fix it. He'll want to tell her what she needs to do. And one of the things that men will say to women often when they're overwhelmed is just focus. And prioritize and do one thing at a time, because that's what works for men. This is one thing that absolutely drives women crazy. They can't do that. They can't just focus and prioritize that way, and it makes things worse. What women will think is, "Oh my God, I'm already behind schedule. If I focus and just do one thing at a time, then I won't get all these other things done." And that absolutely doesn't make sense to women, although it makes perfect sense to men. Another difference between men and women, especially on those first dates, is that women will listen to men to know and memorize everything about them. So within a few dates, a woman will know your birth date, what you like to wear, whether or not you like olives or ketchup on your meals. They'll know what your relationship is with your mother. They'll know what kind of clothes you like to wear. They'll know a lot about you, your favorite sports, etc. And when men are on dates, they're just checking you out to see if they're having fun with you and if they like you and if they want to be around you and if they're attracted to you. And the reason for these differences is because, you go back to the caveman days again, women needed to get the man to survive. And to get the man, you had to please him. You want to make him happy. And one of the ways to make him happy is to know what he likes. And that's how women were able to please men and keep the men so that they could survive. Doesn't that make sense? Another thing that's very interesting, and I think it is also a source of frustration for men, is that sometimes women don't tell you what they want, and then they are mad at you for not knowing what it is they want. Women would like people who are mind readers. Remember, a lot of women grow up reading Harlequin romances, or they have watched some wonderful old dramas on TV, and they think that men are supposed to be that way. So it's sort of frustrating for women when you don't know what they want because they think that you think the way they think. So a woman is constantly looking and watching for what you want, what you like, what you appreciate, and then trying to provide that. And they think that you would do the same thing. So men, two things you can do for women. One is you can let them know that you're not a mind reader, but you really do want to please them and ask them what they would like. And you can even say to them, give me two or three things you would like to do, and I'll pick one of them for you. Another thing you can do for them is because she wants to please you so much, one of the frustrating things that women say happens is they'll ask you, for example, let's say they're going to make dinner for you, and they'll say, what do you want? And you say, I don't care, anything. You think that that's making things easier for women. Well, it's not making it easier for them because they want to please you. So they want something that they can do that will please you. Similarly for men, men will say to a woman, where do you want to go out to dinner? And a woman will say, anywhere. It doesn't matter. Women will do that because they think that that is them being low maintenance, that they're making it easy for you. But men, you understand that you're trying to make them happy. You don't know how to make them happy. So if they say, I don't care, anywhere, it's hard for you and it's frustrating for you because then you don't know what to do. So then you end up guessing what makes them happy, and half the time it's not right anyway. So women need you to have a preference so that she can please you, and men need you to have a preference so that they can make you happy. Another area is for women to be their best. This means that they need to not act from their DNA instinctive selves, but from the more loving, spiritual, feminine side. And to do that, they need to actually have their needs met. I'm going to touch on security issues, because that's another one of those things that women in particular are run by with their DNA. And it's interesting because what women will say often is that emotional security is more important to them than financial security. And that's because they need to feel close to the man that they're with. They want to know that he's coming home at the end of the day. So one of the things men can do to help women feel more assured and secure in her life is to connect with her at some point during the day. And I know that we're all so busy in this world of ours, but to be able to send a text or an email or a phone call, something in the middle of the day, really goes a long way. Another piece of the security issue, is, I love this too, is that when men look at other women, women need to understand that this is 100% a natural reflex. Of course, men are going to flip their heads when they see a beautiful woman. Men are very, very visual. And there's not just the visual part of it, but there's also sort of an energy for men when they feel a feminine woman going by. And they're going to look. My only advice that I would really give men is not to look too long, don't start drooling, and just really connect back with the woman that you're with so that she knows that she's your special woman, that you're there for her. And, I mean, literally, women get jealous like every time that happens, and it's ridiculous because you got to give men a break. I mean, they just really can't help it. The visual part is what they do, and you can't take that away from them. Another area I wanted to touch base on is listening. We talked about that a little bit earlier, about women needing you to listen to them so that they could sort of dump their day. But there's another reason that she needs you to listen. And it's more important not that you're listening to the words, but that you're listening to the feelings. Because she needs to feel heard. She needs to know that you heard her. So I know you can totally relate to this. Is when a man and a woman are having a conversation and a woman is like, blah, 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 blah. You know, she's telling the whole story. And the man will try to fix the problem, you know, give her suggestions or say, oh, okay, yeah, I get it. Or a man could even repeat back the words that she said and then she'll say, but you're not listening. Where does that come from? Well, where it comes from is that women need to know that you're hearing the feelings behind what she's talking about, not just the problem itself. And it's so interesting because when men listen, they will listen in a way where they're saying to themselves in their heads, what is the point of this? You know, what is the problem? And they're wanting her to get to the point, just get to the point so I can fix the problem. And women want them to really listen to sort of the journey of how they felt about something. For example, if I came home from work and I talked about a coworker doing something to me and I was upset about it, I want my husband or boyfriend to hear that I'm upset about something. But he'll be listening for, okay, well, when you go back to work tomorrow, this is what you should do. You should do blah, 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 blah. Women don't really want men to listen in that way. Traditionally, women will want men to listen to their feelings. So you can say something back to her like, wow, sounds like you were really upset when he did blah, blah, blah to you at work. And she'll be like, oh, he heard me. And she'll feel really fulfilled because she was heard. And finally, I guess I want to touch on sex again because I think it's such an important area. So one of the things that men will complain about is that women rarely initiate sex. The reason women rarely initiate sex is usually because they're exhausted. But also, women will not initiate sex unless they feel really close and bonded to the person that they're with. And they really love it, especially in relationship with each other. So they're really loving it and enjoying it, mostly when they feel close and when there's been some time to anticipate it. Women don't crave sex the same way men do. So one of the best things men can do is to give her some warm-up time, pursue her outside the bedroom, create closeness and emotional security. I had a client I spoke to this week who was saying that his wife hasn't been responding to him in the bedroom, and it's really hurting his feelings. And I will tell you, women don't even know that by saying no, not now, that it's hurting his feelings and it's messing with his ego, basically. They don't even really know that. It's clear when women get their feelings hurt, but it's not as clear for women when men get their feelings hurt. So it's really good, I think, for men to say, you know, when you do that, it really hurts my feelings. And as a couple, you can sit down and communicate about what is it you need to be open and available to having sex with a man on a regular basis. I want to talk a little bit about beauty. Women, as we said earlier, compare themselves to other women. And it's often comparing themselves to not even real women. It's like fictitious women. Women, you know, have so many surgeries and have been touched up that they're never going to feel like they win. So what can you do about that, men? She has this really deep need to know that you find her beautiful and that she really rocks your world, not just that she looks presentable. So let's say, you know, you get that awful, awful question of how do I look or do I look fat in these jeans? You need to tell her that she's beautiful and that she's sexy and that she turns you on and not just that she looks okay. Because remember, she is externally motivated. She wants to know that she's attracted to you. And I know for me as a woman, I'm much more interested in a man when I know he's really interested in me. Isn't that interesting how that works? And it's sort of difficult at the beginning, you know, who's going to be the one to make the first move and do all that. And I know that it's hard. Men are sort of given the job of having to be that person to make the first move. And that could be difficult sometimes. But remember, again, you know, if you keep in mind, oh, yeah, she's externally motivated, so she needs me to say these things and do this on a regular basis, I think you'll get pretty far that way.